Ow, my back.
Now playing Check Your Blood Pressure for Showtimes.
Got the OBGYN lady coming up after Fox at 5.
Stand by for news.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. The Democratic field of presidential hopefuls getting a bit smaller. Beto O'Rourke a short time ago announcing he is ending his White House bid. Russian and Turkish forces are now patrolling areas in northern Syria, once under the watch of American troops and our Kurdish allies.
The new patrols are part of a deal to stop Turkey's offensive against Syrian Kurds. Kurdish fighters are required to pull back around 20 miles from the Turkish border. These patrols are aimed at enforcing that.
Fox's Simon Owen. ISIS says it's growing after announcing a new leader following the death of Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi.
In an audio message announcing al-Baghdadi's successor, a new ISIS spokesman said the terrorist group is expanding without offering any evidence.
Death to America!
The last ISIS spokesman was killed hours after Baghdadi in a separate operation.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the Pentagon. America is listening to Fox News.
No, no, no.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Gynecological and Psychiatric Center for Women. Keeping women feeling and acting right since 1980-something. Your call is very important to us. We estimate that your wait time is going to be a while. I must advise you that your call may be monitored for quality insurance purposes. If you was toe up on your last visit and cannot remember your doctor name, or if you is a first-time patient, please press 0 and we will play a list of names of our verifying physicians. For our man-hating patients, we have Dr. Julie, who is a lovely alternative to the men. If this is an emergency, perhaps you have run out of your anxiety medication, or you have suffered an acute and sudden vagical fallout which has left you confused and laid out. Please press 1 and ask for Gail Fallopia, RN, from our emergency department. She will help you get yourself together in time for your appointment. If you have discovered that you is able to nurse your baby simply by standing next to his crib and leaning forward, please press 2. Chances are very good that you need to speak with someone in our mammary gravitational pull department. If you have recently received the results of your annual examination and there was not a happy face wrote on your postcard, please press 3 to make an appointment, as there is a good chance that you may have a potential suit. This is not a reference to a lawsuit, neither. Suit is an acronym for something up in there, which is what you might be suffering from at the present time. Something up in there was the number one cause of death in women between the ages of 18 and 80 last year, so it would be best to verify if you have suit. If you are feeling particularly irritable today, please, Lord, do everybody a favor, and for God's sake, and please press 4 for directions to our PMS waiting room. There you will find a bowl full of chocolate and a cooler full of Diet Dr. Pepper. For your enjoyment, the Lifetime Channel will be playing back-to-back reruns of The Nanny and The Golden Girls all day, with a break in between for the Montel Williams Christmas special. We are sorry, but due to the incident with Mrs. Von Keefe and the pharmaceutical rep, we will no longer be featuring Fatal Attraction on our big screen. As a matter of fact, we will not show any films whatsoever featuring Miss Glenn Close, as it causes some of our ladies to experience flashbacks. Please remain seated. Someone will come for your arbitrarily angry ass when it is time for your appointment. Please know that our doctors and staff wear the traditional green scrubs as a reminder to you that your cash dollars will be due at the end of your visit with us today. We hope you enjoy your experience with us, and please leave your comics at the desk after you have paid your bill. And have a blessed day.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
With the big news breaking at this hour, Chief Twerp skateboarder and pathetic Kennedy wannabe Beto O'Rourke has dropped out of the Democratic presidential primary.
Oh, crap! Ah, damn it!
Ah, crap!
Ah, crap!
Ah, crap!
Ah, crap!
The same day or the day after, the president, Drew, could have filled an 80,000-foot or 80,000-seat stadium. Beto comes to Montgomery at some German joint. I don't know if they were looking for business, if it was a promotion. 50 people came out to see him.
He just happened to be in Birmingham.
Well, I know that one of our listeners went and asked him about his gun confiscation and challenged him on it. The guy is—he's just a dorky goofball. There's nothing Kennedy-esque about him, especially JFK. Teddy, maybe. Teddy spent the last 40 years of his life apologizing with our tax dollars for murdering Mary Jo Kopechne to make us forget that, but we haven't forgotten that. Now, Big Chief Elizabeth Warren is out there with a $52 trillion Medicare for All plan.
Is that 12 zeros?
look at how it worked with Obamacare. The budget office comes up with a cost estimate, and right away, you know it's going to be low. Here's the thing. Watch TV for a few minutes. At some point, you're bound to see an ad that Amazon is running looking for workers. They're offering a $15 minimum wage, not legislated. That's what it takes to get a good worker these days, at least 15 bucks an hour. You get full medical, dental, and vision your first day on the job. Now, you will work your butt off for Amazon. I know people that have. But there's the wage. Everybody wants the law. Minimum wage 15. You can't do that. It doesn't work. Ask Seattle. Ask New York. Businesses close when they're told what they have to pay people. They don't get it. We have so many economically retarded people who have no clue on how money, what's the velocity of money, how any of that works. Cut taxes. Look at all the jobs that have been created. But the little socialists and the communists, oh, they're just lining the pockets of the evil rich people. You know, there's only so much you can spend. So they invest it. They grow their companies. They open up new plants and locations. Then you go to an AOC, and she drives off Amazon because she thought that Amazon was getting, that the taxpayers in New York were giving them millions of dollars to locate there. No, they were getting millions of dollars in tax considerations. But nobody was buying Amazon. And Amazon said, screw you, you little twerp. Go back to your bar and tell your constituents how you blew 25,000 jobs off by, you know, yet
single-handedly by herself. That is ridiculous.
If she gets reelected there, we should kick her district out of the country. Because she has no business being in Congress. Yeah. She's a moron, and she's a socialist. And socialism only brings equal misery for all. In the meantime, the Economic News Today, even Drudge couldn't be an a-hole today. The headlines on drudgereport.com scream the following good news. Jobs, jobs, jobs. 158,510,000 people working. Black unemployment, record low. Even the Trump-hating Drudge has to admit that Trump's getting it done. That's electrifying. Escape from New York, why he's leaving. That's brilliant. And I hope every other rich New Yorker says, you know what, Cuomo? You've been picking our pocket. You've been blaming us for everybody. You want to hand money out for votes, do it, but not my dollars. Thank you. And so on it goes. What this man is doing is incredible. It's absolutely incredible. He is peeling back the veil that the deep state is hidden under. I want to share something with you real quick here. This is on the... don't tell me I lost that already. Jeez. Give me 1 second. I'll find it. It's the explanation on why Trump... This is why, from John Harris. This is why Pelosi wasn't told. Deep state hits two tankers and then shoots down an American drone, which is an act of war. President Trump calls Pelosi and Schumer into his office and details the American response to them, which is retaliation using military force. Pelosi and Schumer celebrate outside of Trump's office, and that's captured on film, by the way, because they are deep state and they finally drag Trump into war. Minutes before the military operation was to launch, the president calls the mission off. Why? Pelosi and Schumer left his office and contacted Brennan, who alerted the operatives in Iran to the location of the strike so they could move away as many women and children in the hit zone as possible. Once this all played out, the president had it all recorded and called off the strike. That's what happened. That's why he's never going to tell them. And hopefully, they won't be in a position to learn anything because the deep state will be out of business. As it needs to be. Kind of heavy here on a Friday afternoon.
I read something else today, Greg, that talked about how all of these layers are being peeled off one by one by one until we get down to the pure essential of the way that it needs to be, and then things are going to be different.
The Democrats remind me of that skink that got stuck in my pool because he was just flapping crazily trying to climb out. Against the wall.
And just, that's what's going on.
Yeah, that's what is going on is right, because they are fighting for their very existence now. They've been operating with no interference through Bush, through Clinton, through certainly Obama. And now all of a sudden we got a guy who has no political investment in any of that stuff, does not need them, doesn't want them. And they're scared stiff because in the private sector, most of those people wouldn't be worth two you-know-whats.
And as much as they're trying to keep him at bay, he's still managing to get things done.
He's 15 steps ahead of all of them. Mm-hmm.
And like the skink, if he just hangs in there, he's going to drown unless somebody helps him. And that's what's going to happen to them.
Yeah. They're done, and they know it. They know what's coming.
That's why they're fighting so hard.
And this impeachment is nothing more than an effort to stop it, and it's not going to work. Not when you see the health of this country's economy. It's all about the economy, stupid. Remember Bill Clinton? Yeah. How'd that work out for you?
This is Montgomery's Skywatch traffic. Earlier this afternoon at Northern Boulevard and Coliseum Boulevard, that intersection, a truck lost its load in the highway. Use caution there in case that is still a problem. Also on the Atlanta Highway near Bell Road, right in front of Skechers. We had an accident earlier this afternoon, but we're still showing a big backup there that by now could be just heavy Friday traffic. Use caution there. Taylor Road busy from the Atlanta Highway over to Vaughan. The Boulevard's extremely busy, as well as Atlanta Highway 231, Congressman Dickinson, even the interstate through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up, drive carefully. Festival Plaza Shopping Center has something for everyone. Bring the family for a night out with dinner at the Bellow Mushroom and Wingers, then a movie at AMC Theater, Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hi, I'm Ellen. Alice Heskew with Alabama News Network. The state's failing schools list is out. 11 Montgomery public schools are on the list, including Bellingrath Middle, Capitol Heights Middle, Davis Elementary, Dunbar-Raymer, Goodwin Middle, Highland Gardens Elementary, Jefferson Davis High School, Lanier High School, Lee High School, Edie Nixon Elementary, and South Lawn Middle. Parents of students at these failing schools will receive information in the next few weeks on what options are available to them for the next school year. The Alabama Department of Public Health is encouraging everyone to get a flu shot, especially for people aged 6 months and older. The flu has already hit the state of Alabama, and health officials want to help curb the spread of it. The reward for information leading to an arrest in the case of missing 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard is now up to $85,000. Police say evidence found in Anaya's car shows that she was harmed and is considered a victim of foul play. If you have any information on this case, call Auburn Police. I'm Alice Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Another cold night ahead. This is the coldest air of the season so far, way below normal for early November. With a frost advisory in effect tonight, look for patchy frost in the early morning hours. Clear, cold, overnight low temperature around 36. Tomorrow and Sunday, beautiful weather, sunshine, blue skies, low 60s daytime, upper 30s at night. Not quite as cool Monday. I think we'll see an increase in clouds and a high around 67. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, what up, man? How was the concert?
Sucked.
I mean, my buddies got busted for drinking in the parking lot. Santa's not bringing me anything this year.
Ah, don't worry about it, man. You always get a visit from something Claus. Who's that?
Yeah. Everybody getting something. Everybody getting something. Go to dinner, but he had other plans. He said she was domineering, tried to take her diamond earrings, said that she was profiteering, soon he would be disappearing. She got mad, was on fire, took a knife, slashed his tires, pulled a phone on Richard Pryor. Santa said, you know, like a qualifier, but you know what I say, everybody's getting something. Sometimes 50s. Cash. And where am I getting this cash? Hey, man, we don't need to talk about that.
Everybody's been naughty. Everybody's got flaws. If you've been crossed off Santa's list, here comes Santa Claus.
There's a story about Marcus. He's working for the man. Works super long hours. Does everything he can. One day he had all he could handle. Threw a fit and caused a scandal. Broke his computer into shambles. The mess he made. Everybody's getting something. Everybody's getting something. Oh, you sweating Santa being mad at you? What, you thought y'all was friends? He sees you when you're sleeping. That's weird. I'm going to tell you something about it. He hit somebody with that slate. Don't like to talk about it. Mrs. Claus started a conversation. Both of us felt a sweet sensation. So we agreed on recreation. Brought me inside, made some cocoa. She served me pumpkin risotto. Santa walked in and said, that's a no-no. But you know what I say? Everybody's getting something. Everybody getting something.
This is Montgomery's Skywatch traffic. Earlier this afternoon at Northern Boulevard and Coliseum Boulevard, that intersection, a truck lost its load in the highway. Use caution there in case that is still a problem. Also on the Atlanta Highway near Bell Road, right in front of Skechers. We had an accident earlier this afternoon, but we're still showing a big backup there that by now could be just heavy Friday traffic. Use caution there. Taylor Road busy from the Atlanta Highway over to Vaughan. The Boulevard's extremely busy, as well as Atlanta Highway 231, Congressman Dickinson, even the interstate through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up, drive carefully. Festival Plaza Shopping Center has something for everyone. Bring the family for a night out with dinner at the Bella Mushroom and Wingers, then a movie at AMC Theater, Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughan, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the
lawyers. And welcome back to Happy Hour 522. Skipper, I'm wearing Skechers, if that helps. I love those shoes. I spoke too soon on Drudge with the good news. Shock poll. 18% of Republican voters now favor impeachment? No. Mm-hmm. Bull crap. 56% of women want Trump removed from office? Try that here. Where are they getting this? The poll. Fake polls, fake bull crap, and Beto is out of the race. Which he was when he first entered it, basically.
A grown man running for president needs to stay off skateboards.
Yes.
Ralphie boy.
Hey, Norton, how you doing?
Long before there was an antivirus, there was a real Norton.
Yeah. Hey, I was thinking about the skinks in D.C., and it reminded me, I lived in El Paso, Texas for a while, which kind of ties in with Beto, but that's not who I'm talking about here. When I was living there, the Mexican government went and fired a bunch of their Border Patrol check agents, the guys that check you when you go into Mexico.
Yeah.
You want to know why? On account of you want to know why, right?
Why?
They went to their houses and realized that they knew, the government knew how much the Border Patrol agents made and realized the Border Patrol agents were living way beyond their means.
Oh.
So they fired a bunch of them and sent a bunch of them to jail. I would think we could kind of do something like that in D.C., don't you?
Well, that'd be great. The average salary, federal salary in D.C. is over six figures. And I wonder, remember Laura Ingraham talking about, I think she was with the Department of Education at some point.
Yep.
And she said, here we have this giant building and all this office space and nobody's doing anything. Those are the jobs that are at stake in this deep state. They're handed out as rewards for campaign donations and things like that. And we're footing the bill. It's ridiculous. That's why I would love to see this president take a look at the federal workforce and treat it like a business and pare it down. We don't need a Department of Energy anymore. We're energy independent. We don't need one as big. I don't know what they did. All Trump did was deregulate and say, let's drill. And that's what we got. We said that 10 years ago, drill, baby, drill. We did.
Yep.
And now we are an exporter, a net exporter of oil. We got more oil than, look, in the 70s, the left was telling us that the last drop of oil, they taught this in schools, that the last drop of oil would be extracted from the earth by the year 2000. And that's why we had to find all these alternative energy means. You know what? We have a lot more now than we ever thought we had then.
Yeah.
So they're full of crap. They're always full of crap. And we just got to keep that in mind.
And if they don't spend their budget, they don't get as much next year. So they spend their budget plus.
Yeah, that's another thing that needs to change. And it needs to change in this state as well.
Yeah.
Instead of continuing to find new ways to tax us, like adding to the cost of a gallon of gasoline, that affects everybody, including the poor.
Yeah. And worse. You know, you and I might be able to afford it, but...
Any requests this afternoon?
Yeah.
Thanks,
buddy. See ya.
Okay. Seth wanted to hear something, Claus. That was fun.
Yeah.
That's another pre-Christmas classic we can play early. It's 5:26. I want you to meet a new candidate.
This November, it's time for a change. It's time for candidate Keith Wilkins. Keith Wilkins knows about the high cost of health care because Keith Wilkins was born without physical openings of any kind.
And Keith Wilkins knows about prison reform. It's the reason he's a free man today, despite any evidence linking him directly to those bathroom videos. And Keith Wilkins will fight for the mentally ill, alongside all 11 of his other personalities, forming a human wall, which won't keep immigrants out, but rather keeps Keith at a safe distance from all of us. So this November, let's really shake up the status quo by electing a mentally challenged former inmate with the taint of a Ken doll. Let's elect Keith Wilkins to work for real change, like the kind that he collects at a local highway off-ramp.
Paid for by people who are afraid of Keith Wilkins and would like to see him move out of their neighborhood.
Here's another piece of breaking news. In addition to Beadoff O'Rourke leaving the race, the whistleblower whose complaint launched impeachment proceedings against President Trump is unlikely to testify in Congress as talks have ceased between his legal team and committee leaders. So what do they got? What do they have? House, nobody could be more inappropriately connected to a committee. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiffhead, who has overseen depositions in Democrats' impeachment proceedings, was initially eager for the whistleblower to testify before citing concern about the person being identified. Everybody knows the guy's identity. He looks like Soy Boy, Pajama Boy, from the old Obamacare ads with the red and black stripes, you know, typical chinless wimp. Republicans accuse Schiff, a California Democrat, and those are the worst, of changing course to prevent inquiries into his staff's dealing with the whistleblower before he filed his August 12th complaint to the Intelligence Community Inspector General. When's that IG report coming out, by the way? How long do we have to wait for that?
Probably pretty quick.
It needs to.
Pretty quick.
And I do not believe that half the women in the United States want this president removed from office. Not if their households are thriving and the economy is this good. Why? Why would they want that?
What the last election taught us was that polls equal lies.
I know. I shouldn't give these the time of day.
Yeah.
But it is annoying, since I did mistakenly open Drudge up just to see how he was handling this, but his top headlines are all about what this amazing economy is doing, so let's get rid of it. 529. We'll head back to traffic in a couple of moments. First, this important message.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with 2 young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street, and we were back on the road in no time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Today only at Kohl's, shop Black Friday deals unlocked. Plus, take an extra 20% off. Save on family jammies, 50% off, plus an extra 20% off. Toys, $20 and under. Save on select kitchen electrics and $7.19 throws. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Today only, Friday, November 1st at Kohl's.
Select styles, 20% offer valid November 1st through 6th with promo code FALL20. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Thanksgiving is coming, and every year my husband's condition prevents us all from enjoying the holiday.
You know, all politicians lie. I mean, this is nothing new here. They've been doing this for years. You know, we're
you see, my husband has a bladder control problem. When he's in social situations, he can't control his bladder, so at any expected time, it just starts streaming out.
They're never going to fix the Middle East. We should just leave them and let them all have it out. Then we pick
I thought maybe I could just banish him to the kid table or give our guests earplugs, and then I found Blatherx. Just two Blatherx tablets in his beer, and he's sleeping off the Thanksgiving meal while we all watch football.
All these people on welfare, we should make them get off their buggy.
Blather control is no laughing matter. So now there's Blatherx, available over the counter near the big fat turkey aisle of your favorite store.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I-85 northbound. If you are headed towards Taylor Road from the Eastern Boulevard, we have quite a backup going on. We had the report of a possible accident up on Taylor Road. The ramp backed up and everything is backed up now. Use patience and caution as you go through that area. Also, the Atlanta Highway is very busy from Eastern Boulevard all the way out to Taylor. The Boulevard itself is very busy. Actually, we have the report of an accident now on the South Boulevard in front of Central. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Very busy, as well as 65 northbound to Prattville. Buckle up. Drive carefully. When you're in an accident, you got a lot of questions and you need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal service is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Yippity-doo-dah, yippity-day. We got the diamonds for you at Marguerite's. You better believe it. Come on out and see us in the Pepper Tree Shop. We're open 7 days a week for your convenience. We have the biggest, the best diamonds, and at the lowest price. No one will beat Marguerite's on diamonds. No one has the experience. No one has the master jewelers. No one has the selection. No one has any of these things. Come see us at Marguerite's. If you're thinking about it, come see us. Easy layaway for Christmas. Come see us at Pepper Tree Shops, open every day.
It's the annual Christmas Open House, November 1st through the 3rd at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Alabama's premier Christmas store, register to win door prizes, and enjoy complimentary treats, all while taking advantage of the best prices of the season. Save up to 50% off selected Christmas decor and pre-lit lifelike trees, wreaths, and garland. Shop pre-wrapped gifts, store-wide specials, and a huge selection of unique gifts for everyone on your list. Christmas Open House, November 1st through the 3rd at Southern Homes and Gardens.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean chicken pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. The Alabama Department of Public Health is encouraging everyone to get a flu shot, especially for people aged 6 months and older. The flu has already hit the state of Alabama, and health officials want to help curb the spread of it. The reward for information leading to an arrest in the case of missing 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard is now up to $85,000. Police say evidence found in Anaya's car shows that she was harmed and is considered a victim of foul play. If you have any information on this case, call Auburn Police. The state's failing schools list is out. 11 Montgomery public schools are on the list, including Bellingrath Middle, Capitol Heights Middle, Davis Elementary, Dunbar-Raymer, Goodwin Middle, Highland Gardens Elementary, Jefferson Davis High School, Lanier High School, Lee High School, Edie Nixon Elementary, and South Lawn Middle. Parents of students at these failing schools will receive information in the next few weeks on what options are available to them for the next school year. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Another cold night ahead. This is the coldest air of the season so far, way below normal for early November, with a frost advisory in effect tonight. Look for patchy frost in the early morning hours. Clear, cold, overnight low temperature around 36. Tomorrow and Sunday, beautiful weather, sunshine, blue skies, low 60s daytime, upper 30s at night. Not quite as cool Monday. I think we'll see an increase in clouds and a high around 67. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, Mark, excuse me. I'm on my way to 3768. Kind of got hung up. It's raining out here. I'm on my way into Dallas. Jerry's probably going to be calling you to find out where I'm at if he can't get a hold of me, I'm sure. So thought, whoa. Man, I just had a wreck right in front of me. This guy ran a red light and hit four old ladies in an Impala. Just kind of clipped them and turned them around right in front of me, man. That was close. Oh, now this guy's getting out of his car. He's got a white shirt on with a tie and a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. He's throwing his hands up in the air like it was their fault. Hold on. He's going over to their window. She's rolling down the window. Oh, man, I think she sprayed him with pepper spray, man. He's on his face, and he's on his knee. She's beating him with an umbrella. The other women are getting out, too. There's one woman with a little black purse, and she's tomahawking him, man. She looks like a Sunbelt 20 horsepower jackhammer. Blah, blah, blah. We got another woman that's... She's hitting him like she's got a cattle prod, man. She's got an umbrella and she's sticking it inside. Oh, there's another one it's a little woman who looks like Mother Goose. She's beating him. She's got this new big bag. It's huge. It's about the size of her. She's about 4 foot nothing. She hit him over the head. Everything went all over the place. Her Bible fell. She just hit him in the head with a Bible. Oh, they still beat the hell out of this guy. She picked his Bible up and raised it up above her head and just beamed the guy. This guy's not getting up. They're still hitting him. The one with the little black purse is still all pieces in. Okay, he's up on the car. The little woman just beating him again with that big bag. He's running to his car. He's out of here. Oh, I wish you would have been here, man. Oh, this is too good.
That's been around a long time, and it's still funny.
It is. It's great. His laugh is infectious.
This is one of those things that was from a construction site. They were building a Jack in the Box restaurant. The guy was just calling his boss to, and he wound up leaving this incredible message, which then became viral. Cooter would like to hear Old Harold Delaney. I don't think we played that in a while.
No.
So I think we'll play that. Now would be a good time.
So I decide I'll go, you know, my buddy tells me, he goes, hey, you should go to one of them bed and breakfasts. You ever hear tell of that?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. The idea is you go there, it's a guy's house, and you live in his room, and then he makes some breakfast.
Right. Bruce.
Yeah. It's a thumbnail.
Yeah, you know. That's it, sure.
So I looked one up on the internet there, and I found one. I went to Vancouver Island, Victoria, which is beautiful.
Wow.
Oh, my
yeah.
God. It's God's little country. And so I go there, and I look up my place where I'm supposed to go. I have it on a little piece of paper, and I knock on the door, right? And there's no answer. So I knock again, and there's still no answer. So finally, I look like in the window there, and there's an old man sleeping on a couch, you know?
Yeah.
So I bang on the door, ringing the doorbell, you know? So finally, I hear like, hey, keep your pants on there, you know, from the inside. And he comes to the door, old guy, you know, but I'd say 80, 85 years old. Oh, old Harold Delaney was his name.
Harold Delaney.
Yeah, nice enough gentleman, you know? And so I get in there, and I says, well, I better go to sleep. There's no one else there, you know? Like, I thought it'd be like a whole bunch of people in different rooms, you know?
Yeah.
And it was just me. Yeah. So I go up and I go to sleep and I'm ready to go to sleep. And a knock comes on the door, right? Knock on the my bedroom door.
Right.
So I figure, uh-oh, old Harold Delaney wants to have sex with me there. And,
that's the first thought that went through your mind, huh?
Well, I'm a young fella. Yeah, these days,
yeah,
anything
not a
goes.
Looking guy, sure, yeah.
Not,
yeah.
Not a,
traveling alone, why
sure.
Not?
And of course, that's not. I didn't come to Victoria to have sex with old Harold Delaney. You know, I came to do some sightseeing.
Of course.
Yeah. So then I hear him. He goes, well, "You ought to play some Scrabble."
Oh, Scrabble.
Yeah, so I say, okay, that's good.
Sure.
I'll play some Scrabble. So I go down, and he pulls out this old Scrabble game there, and we start to play, you know, and I like Scrabble, you know. So I get the first turn, you know, because I picked the lower letter. And so I get the first turn. So I make rabbit, you know.
Pretty good.
It's a good word. And then I do it pretty quick. I take like a couple of minutes. And then old Harold Delaney, he takes like a half hour to like get his word. And the whole time he's not talking, he's not telling me old stories, because I like hearing old stories, you know? And instead, it was like for a half hour, it was just Harold Delaney going. So then after a half an hour of that, you know, I'm just sitting there, he comes up with his word, it's a hat. His word, yeah, hat. So he puts it, and he takes the word hat, and then he puts it like way in the corner on that triple letter score,
right?
The triple word, the red one,
right?
You want to get to,
yeah, sure,
but you can't just put it there.
No, it's got to have something, some relation to rabbit,
yeah, you got to move up there, you know, and finally get to there. But instead, he just puts it right there.
Oh, no.
So I go, all right, you know. And so then it's my turn, you know. I do something, and quickly, and then again, the same thing, like, you know. And then time going by, and then every word, and I was coming up with good words, you know. I had sleigh, you know, a sleigh ride, and avocado.
Woo!
It was a seven-letter word.
Yep.
You get 50 extra points. I'm still way behind him.
It's just three lamps in the board.
Yeah. Yes. And so finally I decided I gotta say something, you
sure.
know? So he, and all his words were like cup and hat, and I think it was just like things he'd see around the room, you know? And so I'm playing excellently. I should be in the lead, but instead I'm like 1,000 points behind. And finally, like, I gotta say something, you know? So he puts a boot, you know, on this triple, and it really annoyed me because I was building towards
sure,
the triple
yeah.
letter, and he just puts boot, and so I said, finally, I gotta say something here, and I go, hey, old Harold Delaney there, I don't know, you can't put boot there, and then he goes, you never heard tell of a boot? So I go, no, I know what a boot is, I'm just saying, he goes, that fella goes out there, has to wear a boot. So I go, no, I know what I've made avocado. I know a boot. You know? And it just took him forever. And I think, and also I noticed a weird thing. He had no, there were no blanks. You know, the blanks in the game, and it's always good to use any letter,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
I realized there's no blanks in this game. And I figured old Harold Delaney must have, when he got the game, figured, what the hell is that? You know, and throwing it away.
Can't use it.
Yeah.
I still enjoy that, but every time I look at the promos they run on CBS 8 for our morning hit with them,
mm-hmm.
with Rich and Jay, I look at myself and I see old Harold Delaney.
I don't think so.
Sitting there on the couch, telling stories.
But they're good.
I don't think so.
And you didn't throw your little blank Scrabble pieces away.
No. No, I knew what they were for.
Yeah, you filled them in.
All right, what do Christmas lights and Jeffrey Epstein have in common?
They die.
They don't hang themselves.
Ooh.
You see the report this week?
Yes.
A forensic pathologist said...
No way.
No way that this guy hung himself. These injuries are consistent with strangulation. Beto O'Rourke is out. There was something else I wanted to mention, too. Get to the my Facebook page. You don't have to be a friend or a follower. Just go and look me up on Facebook, Greg Budell, and get your... pick in on the Ole Miss Auburn game on the Duncan and Son Predictathon, because you could win yourself a complete service on your vehicle and 100 extra bucks to spend on anything else you need for your car at any of Don's three locations. Can't go wrong. Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. So you would like to hear some Mitch Hedberg?
Yes. If I share that Don Duncan thing, will it help?
No.
No? Okay.
I keep it on my page because... Cool. Well, I predicted on Seth Spotlow's page, no. But I appreciate the offer.
Cool, man.
I just reshared it on my own page because I had buried it under some other stuff. So I wanted to make sure that people would see it, like, first thing when they go to the page. And there's a whole bunch of stuff I want to post today because it's really, at the bottom line, been a great day for a lot of good reasons. I just make mistakes looking at certain websites I should just avoid. And by the way, thanks again to JT and Leanne for Solid Gold Radio from 3 to 4 o'clock. It gets better every time they sit down and join us.
They're great.
They are fun. 547, traffic has sucked today.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic I-85 northbound at Taylor Road is backed up. We've had some backups on Taylor Road that has caused the ramps to back up and I-85. Everything is moving, but it's going to take you a little time to get through there. Just be patient this afternoon. Also on the Eastern Boulevard in front of the Honey Baked Ham store, if you're headed in the direction of Troy Highway, that accident's going to be in front of you. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Atlanta Highway busy from Eastern Boulevard all the way to Taylor. We are busy everywhere this afternoon. Please drive carefully, buckle up, and never text and drive. You don't have to fight with your pet for a turkey leg this Thanksgiving. Invisible Fence has indoor systems that will keep your pets away from certain areas of your home. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, everybody. Rich Thomas here. And you know by now that Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board-certified ophthalmologists Dr. John Swan and Dr. In Shin. Montgomery Eye Physicians provides all of their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. Montgomery Eye Physicians utilizes cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physicians before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know your history with a combination of over 10,000 LASIK surgeries in the last 20 years. Montgomery Eye helps impassioned people see life clearly so they can reach their goals. Call 272-2020 today or visit them at getlasik.me to schedule a free LASIK consultation. Find your drive. See your vision. Montgomery Eye Physicians. Once again, call 272-2020 or on the web, getlasik.me.
It's your last chance to drive like the king in a brand new Cadillac. Come into Wind Creek Wetumpka now through November 10th and earn your chances to win a 2020 Cadillac XT6. We've already given away two of these beauties, and on Sunday, November 10th, we're giving away another 2020 Cadillac XT6. So shake, rattle, and roll yourself on in to Wind Creek Wetumpka for your last chance to drive like the king. Long live the king!
Thank you very much.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join Dixie to drive out hunger in our community and support the Montgomery Area Food Bank this November. Give your donation to a team member at your Dixie appointment.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Oh, O'Reilly.
This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street and we were back on the road in no time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Today only at Kohl's. Shop Black Friday deals unlocked. Plus, take an extra 20% off. Save on family jammies, 50% off, plus an extra 20% off. Toys, $20 and under. Save on select kitchen electrics and $7.19 throws. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Today only, Friday, November 1st at Kohl's. Select styles, 20% offer valid November 1st through 6th with promo code FALL20. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You only go to a restaurant on the weekends, it gets busy, so they got to start a waiting list. They start calling out names. They say, like, Dufresne, party of two. Table ready for Dufresne, party of two. And if no one answers, they'll say the name again. Dufresne, party of two. But then if no one answers, they'll just go right on to the next name. Bush, party of three. Yeah. But what happened to the Dufresnes? No one seems to care. Who can eat at a time like this? People are missing. You people are selfish. The Dufresnes are in someone's trunk right now with duct tape over their mouth. And they're hungry. That's a triple whammy. We need help. Bush, search party of three. You can eat once you find the Dufresnes. Thank you.
Hello there. I'm Doc Brown. I have detected a rift in the space-time continuum. To fix it, Sunday morning at exactly 0200 hours, every single clock will need to be reset 1 hour in the past. Everyone will experience time travel without the need of a flux capacitor. Think of it, a chance to right all the wrongs you did in the previous hour. But you'll probably just use it to get an extra hour of sleep. I know what you're thinking. Doc, if we go to the past, how will we ever return to our own time? Don't worry. Just wait an hour, and you will be back to the future.
He sounded a lot more like Bernie Sanders than Doc.
He did.
he did the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah. I've used that before, but that's the first time I've ever noticed that. So here's Greta Thunberg. Abused 16-year-old, used like a tool by the left because they don't care at the end of the day who they use or what they abuse to make their point, which is pointless. Greta Thunberg, beating Trump would be waste of time. I got news for you, you little tart. The president doesn't take advice from 16-year-old kids. Okay? You don't have a doctorate, a degree. All you have is propaganda. So, really, the person that would be wasting their time would be him. See, maybe when you're grown up and you're educated and you've had your head removed out of your rear end where your parents have clearly put it, maybe then he'll want to talk to you.
And the rest of that sentence is, it would be a waste of time because she's already been paid. You know?
Take a look at what's happening out west in this country.
Whoa, the fires, climate change.
No, those have been going on for 1,000 years. The cold in the west, the cold that we're having here, has left tons of snow, early snow, record-breaking early cold, all over the north and west and center of the country. But,
that's climate change too.
I'm waiting for California to be freaked out about an earthquake.
They'll blame that on fracking.
They are having earthquakes in Manila. Not Manila, but the Philippine Islands. Mm-hmm. I mean, severe earthquakes. Very strong earthquakes. They have been for the last several weeks.
I mean, it's a fault line, right?
You know what they call buildings in earthquake zones there? Manila folders. And on that note, we're going to wrap up and we'll close...
Rosie, I love your face.
I love her face, too.
Mm-hmm. It was funny.
Yeah.
It took me a minute, but I got it.
All right. We're going to wrap up with the fracking song. Rusty and David are next. I'll be back Monday morning if Rosie doesn't kill me before.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I-85 northbound at Taylor Road is backed up. We've had some backups on Taylor Road that has caused the ramps to back up and I-85. Everything is moving, but it's going to take you a little time to get through there. Just be patient this afternoon. Also on the Eastern Boulevard in front of the Honey Baked Ham store, if you're headed in the direction of Troy Highway, that accident's going to be in front of you. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Atlanta Highway busy from Eastern Boulevard all the way to Taylor. We are busy everywhere this afternoon. Please drive carefully, buckle up, and never text and drive. You don't have to fight with your pet for a turkey leg this Thanksgiving. Invisible Fence has indoor systems that will keep your pets away from certain areas of your home. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Insurance company not calling you back? We'll make them. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Natural gas drilling has been blamed for water contamination throughout the U.S., and now Canadians have begun to speak out against mining companies who practice hydraulic fracturing or fracking. Sheila Hardwood joins us. Sheila, you believe constant fracking in your area has left dangerous levels of gas in your drinking water.
Yeah, these fracking companies come in and start fracking everywhere with no regard for the local population. My water used to be crystal clear, and now it is completely fracked.
Hold on. In the interest of fairness, we have a fracker joining us to address your concerns, Wayne Thomas. Wayne, does Sheila have to take this fracking lying down?
No, it's clear, Sheila, you're simply the victim of a lousy frack. I can see how that would turn you off the very idea of fracking, but a safe, gentle fracking can be done without you even noticing.
That is hard to swallow. I mean, how can these fracking guys get away with this? They can just come in and frack my gas hole without my permission?
Wayne, you're the fracking expert here. Should Sheila have been consulted?
Some of these frackers have no shame. I mean, they will frack anything.
So, would you call Sheila's situation a total frack fest?
Actually, Gavin, the technical term is a cluster frack, but yes.
And that's why my water is fracked up beyond all recognition?
Look, sloppy fracking always leaves a mess, and then there's a fight over who's going to clean it up.
So tell me, Wayne, is there a safer way to frack someone's gas hole?
Yes. There are several forms of protection to make fracking safe.
Oh, and I suppose it's my responsibility to make sure they use protection.
I'll tell you what, Sheila, why don't you